But to end this last news at 10, we're looking back, lumps in our throats, at the programme's history, its place in the development of television news, and the history it's brought to our screens through the years. News at 10 was born on the 3rd of July in 1967. ITN's Norman Rees, who's been here almost from the beginning, recalled some of the events and the faces which have made this programme what it's been.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, up.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
It was launched in the decade that landed man on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
For 32 years, News at 10 has brought the nation the world's defining images.
It dropped four canisters of napalm on those civilians. Almost the first person we saw was a little girl aged about 9 running up the road.
It was a day of tragedy, but I vouch it was a day of extraordinary heroism and selflessness by every man who witnessed it.
They were to be buried in the Republican plot in the same grave. The silence turned to mayhem.
Jesus!
The moment Berliners have waited 28 years for.
Three have flown over our heads, all heading for their targets, and I think there's some more coming in over here.
Right from the start, the programme looked different. There were two newscasters. News at 10 presenters soon became household names. But at the beginning, there were many who predicted the half-hour bulletin would never succeed.
So sure were the ITV network bosses that News at 10 would fail that they actually scheduled it for 13 weeks back in 1967. I think they reasoned that there simply wouldn't be an appetite for half an hour of news at 10 o'clock at night. Happily, they were wrong, because after just 10 weeks, we had a regular audience of 10 million people. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Early reports like these from Biafra were on film in black and white. Colour film was to follow.
10 minutes later, and the Biafrans are having trouble getting their troops advanced from their forward positions. Most of their bullets are going into the ground ahead.
The very first paratroopers are now hitting Cyprus soil. Over there, Alan.
The aircraft came in waves at 5-minute intervals with 60 paratroopers for each aircraft.
Those early reports are stored here in ITN's archives, mile upon mile of historical film footage. But the big breakthrough for News at 10 came with the introduction of lightweight electronic cameras, cameras that could be linked with another invention, portable satellite dishes. Events could now be covered live anywhere in the world. News at 10 flew a dish to the Great Wall of China for the visit of the Queen.
It was, of course, an occasion, and the Queen, more than most of us, has a sense of occasion.
Always the search for exclusive coverage. News at 10 at Dawson's Field when Palestinian terrorists blew up 3 hijacked planes. Michael Brunson's first interview with Maggie Thatcher after her resignation. Trevor MacDonald meeting Saddam Hussein.
A deliberate and sustained assault on the Old City.
Paul Davis, the only reporter at the siege of Dubrovnik. Photo news, images and words that have made history over the last 3 decades.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Some pictures with the force to shake the world's conscience.
These infants, too young to know what's happening to them, are the lost children of Goma.
We were not prepared for what we saw and heard there.
Award-winning coverage from reporters and camera crews on location telling the story as they saw it.
That was the building block for News at 10. The half hour gave us the chance to let stories breathe. And the whole idea was that our cameramen, some of the best in the world, would show you on location what the place looked like. And the presence of the reporter there gave you a feeling of what it was like to be there.
If ever you doubted the destructive, primeval power of nature, then have a look at this. This was once a pineapple plantation. You can still see ruined fruit lying everywhere. But what happened here is that vegetation from miles upstream was smashed by the floodwaters and swept down and dumped here.
A final handshake and a wish for the best of British luck.
If everything goes well and according to plan from now on, Fiennes will not come face to face with another human being for 70 days.
Many Israelis and Palestinians had hoped that such scenes as these were a thing of the past. But now, after 2 days of violence throughout the West Bank, no one knows where this is leading. And no one knows if Yasser Arafat is still in control.
News is an unending resource, and history suggests the next 32 years will provide stories just as significant as the last 32. ITN will still be here to cover them. It's just that the deadlines will change as News at 10 bows out.
The general mood, I think, overwhelmingly is pride, corporate pride at what ITN has achieved by producing the top primetime news for over 30 years, and individual pride and memories amongst those who were involved. But also, you know, there's optimism, there's determination, there's commitment to pass the baton on, that when that news schedule starts on Monday, it'll have all that was best about News at 10 and take it forward in a new, creative, innovative way. So News at 10's not exactly dead, it lives on in perhaps an even more exciting form.
And that handover of tradition will include the And Finallys. Skateboarding dogs and water skiing squirrels will still have their place.
And that's the news tonight.
From all of us here on the News at 10 team.
Good night.
A very good night to you.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.